Wanting freedom isn't enough to make it happen. I'm John Stone Street, and this is The Point. President Obama recently committed America's support for freedom movements throughout the Arab world. Quote, "We have a chance to pursue the world as it should be," he said. That sounds great, but who decides the way the world should be? According to Vishal Mangalawadi, India's foremost Christian thinker, quote, "The secular intelligentsia in America does not understand America's own secret to freedom, and therefore is not able to help the Arab states. The Muslim world has not been able to create freedom from within its own intellectual resources. No Muslim nation in 1,300 years has been able to create and sustain a free society. The Protestant West became free because people were seeking the kingdom of God." He's right. Revolutions don't bring freedom. Freedom requires seeing humans as created equal and possessing inherent rights. This makes sense through the lens of Christianity, but not through the lens of secularism or Islam. For ThePointRadio.org, I'm John Stone Street.